yesterday, Reader, we were talking about cheat days when you're not actually on a diet. And we were basically just talking, trying to get excuses to go eat junk food.
Yeah.
Which I did. I mean, I didn't eat junk. I had pizza yesterday. I think we both had pizza yesterday.
I did too, yes.
And then this morning, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, all over the internet is just buzzing about this photo because the Clemson Tigers, they're a college football team.
They won the national championship. Alabama.
So what happens when you win a championship in the United States? Of course, you could do your big presidential visit. NHL teams do it, NFL teams, Major League Baseball teams. You go visit the White House, the president congratulates you, and you have like a big dinner, and you celebrate your success. Well, they did it with Clemson, but it's day, I think this is what, day 25 of the U.S. government shutdown. It's, this is like a really bad thing that's happening right now. People aren't getting paid, forced to do work without payment. And a lot of people are being just sidelined as well, including the White House catering staff. So they had the big presidential visit yesterday, and they didn't have a catered meal.
No.
So they just got fast food.
From a bunch of like different
Wendy's,
places
McDonald's.
And put it all out fancy-like on tables.
I love it. They're serving McDonald's on silver trays from like the White House that probably Lincoln used to serve meals on. Mm-hmm. And it's just so fantastic.
Yes.
And it just makes me think, it makes me think of Richie Rich, the movie with Macaulay Culkin. Because there's a scene in the movie where his not rich friends come to visit and they're like, whoa, you have a McDonald's in your house. You're so rich. But in my mind now as an adult, I'm like, why would he have a fast food place in his house? Wouldn't he just have like five-star chefs instead? Like, that's not a mark of wealth, is that you can have your own McDonald's.
Why not have both?
I know. It's like a childhood fantasy.
Yeah.
Kind of I love these pictures of the White House, too. All these big football players like just getting their plates of like Whoppers and salads from Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you could possibly think of any more of a professional cheat day than what the Clemson Tigers had at the White House yesterday. So I think they're doing cheat days just as right as we are.
Oh, yeah.
Don't put that Q-tip in your ear.
Put some Fox FM mornings with Nick and Reader in there.
That sounds dandy.
It's more hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
We were just talking about the awesome White House fast food bonanza that happened yesterday. Got me thinking, it's been a while since I've had fast food. I mean, like traditional, like burgers and fries kind of deal. And I wanted to know something that I don't think I've ever witnessed around you. I mean, we've eaten a lot together, but I've never asked or witnessed how you catch up your fries.
Oh.
So I wanted to ask, are you a drizzler or are you a dipper?
I'm a little of both.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Depending on where I go, some places I will be a dipper, but sometimes you go somewhere and you get the basket of fries, and in that case, I'll just go and put the ketchup all over.
That's the sound that ketchup makes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a dipper. I'm not a drizzler.
Exclusive dipper.
Exclusive dipper. It's either I dip ketchup in, or I dip my fries in ketchup, or I don't use ketchup at all. Like you're saying, like you get a basket of fries at a rink, and I just eat the fries. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll put a bunch of ketchup in the corner of the tray and dip, but sometimes I will just put the ketchup all over the fries.
That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if that's like a personality type, if you're a drizzler or a dipper. I mean, that's one of those weird philosophical questions that nobody asked because it's about how you put ketchup on your French fries. But those are the things that are important to me. I like weird things like that. So I want to know out there, we created a poll on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/morefoxfm. You can vote right now. Are you a drizzler or a dipper? You can call us 306-783-3699. Is there like a mysterious third option that I don't know about? Because this is for ketchup.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like sometimes I go for that cheeky McChicken sauce on my McDonald's fries
because
that's like super secret technique that you can use. That's how they do it in Belgium.
No.
Put mayo on their fries.
I've heard of people. I have friends do that.
Yeah, call us right now, 783-3699. Sound off on the drizzler v. dipper debate. And also go to Facebook and vote right now.
Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader. Come for the music. Stay for the arguments about toast.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Quite food-centric, I'd say, today, but that's just because I skipped breakfast this morning. I want to ask you something, Reader. Something happened yesterday, and I It's the first time this I've ever thought about it.
Oh.
I went and got a pizza.
Okay.
I got I went to a pizza establishment in Yorkton here, and I got carryout. So I walked home from work to my car, and that gave me enough time to drive to the pizza place because it was ready, and get my pizza, bring it home, and enjoy pizza because it was pizza day yesterday. By the time I got home, the pizza wasn't as hot and fresh as I wanted it to be or expected it to be because I picked it up the minute it was ready at the pizza place. I almost considered sending it back. I've never done that before. Have you? Have you ever sent food back? Or
I don't think so. I don't remember ever sending any food back.
Yeah, like I was thinking about, you know, growing up, my mom and dad, like if there was something wrong with food that was serious, like if it was cold or if it wasn't the thing that they ordered, they would always send it back. Myself, I don't know. Am I just a wimp? Because like even I was in Defo. At the Greek restaurant in Defo, and I wanted a Greek salad. They gave me a Caesar salad, and I said nothing. I just enjoyed the salad that I got. Yeah. I could have said, hey, you got the wrong salad, and they could have changed it for me.
Yeah.
Is that, am I just weirdly polite? Is that like a Canadian, because I don't know many people who would return food if it's not exactly what they ordered or up to their standards, I guess.
I've had the odd time where that's happened where my order hasn't been quite what I wanted. But yeah, I tend to usually just go with it, whatever. I don't worry about it too much. I had an episode while I was home in Saskatoon over Christmas where I had gone into Saskatoon, gone to a hockey game there, gone to watch the Blades and the Raiders. And I'm leaving Saskatoon at 10 o'clock at night, and I was a little hungry, so I hit the drive-through there, and I went where I did because I wanted something specific off the menu.
Okay.
So I had part of my order on the way through from Saskatoon, and then I got about 20-25 minutes out of the city, turning off to go home toward Conquest, and went to reach in and grab the one thing that I particularly ordered. Opened it up and took a bite, and it totally wasn't what I ordered.
Oh, no.
And that was disappointment.
Did you go back?
No, that was
Delisle,
that was too far gone.
I honestly considered going back. Okay, so if you were in my pizza position, would you go back? Would you take it back? Because what are they going to do? Make another brand new pizza for you? They've already made it.
I'd probably just take it home, throw it in the oven for a few minutes to warm it up.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh. I thought it was crazy. Like, I've never actually returned something before, but I came close yesterday.
Yeah.
So, have you guys ever out there listening, have you ever returned something? What is your standard for returning food? Like, what would you return? I get if something has, like, hair in it, or if it's, like, the complete wrong thing that you ordered a steak and they gave you fish, then yeah, duh. But, like, what are your standards? You can call us 306-783-3699. Call us right now.
Nick is neat and tidy. Reader's a little sloppy.
A real odd couple. Finally, an original sitcom idea.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning, Fox FM.
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking to?
Linda.
Hi, Linda. Do you want to sound off on sending food back?
Well, okay. I work out on the road a lot. So
okay.
I'm going to Saskatoon a lot, or Brandon, or Regina, or Moose Jaw, whatever. And I usually go to one particular place when they're open in Saskatoon because it's basically the only location. Did the same thing. Ordered something specific. Got halfway home. By the time I got to the item I really, really wanted, it was the wrong item.
Oh, it's the worst, isn't it?
Oh, it's past the worst. It's like you put it in your mouth and it's kind of going, this is not what I wanted. This just doesn't work. Nothing.
And you're just full of anticipation. You're just tasting that thing until
because you're looking forward to it because you don't get it that often. So the next time I was in Saskatoon and they were open, I walked in and I said, okay, this is what I want. Please listen. This is what I want. Well, you could have gone through the drive. No, this is what I want because we're going to check the bag before I leave. And they kind of went, okay, why? I said, because the last time I was here 2 days ago, this is what happened. And they go, oh, you're the one that we screwed up on.
Oh, so they knew they messed
up.
They had mixed up, in the drive-thru, they had mixed up my order with somebody else's, and they...
Oh, my goodness.
You know what, Linda? Thank you for putting your foot down. We need more Lindas in the world.
Well, I used to be a chef, so I'm used to people sending food back.
Yeah.
So you got to get it right the first time.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.